In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, God appears to Avram, and Rashi tells us to visit the sick, that Avram was recovering from his circumcision, and it was the third day, which apparently is the most painful. And God made it very hot in order that no one should bother Avram, but God saw it was more distress for Avram not to help someone than to be sitting in pain. So three people showed up. V'nei shosha nashim nitzav amalav, and Avram went to meet them. So we have a tradition that these three men weren't really three people. They really were angels, that God sent three different angels and to give them three different reports. One was, as Rashi says, quoting from the Gemara, one was to give the good news about Sarah, that she was going to have a child. One is to destroy Sodom, Be'echad Lerapos Es Avram. So they tell us that from Michal told us the news that Sarah would have a son. Gavriel was the one who gave him the news that Sodom will be destroyed. And Raphael went to heal Avram. Because why do we need three angels? What's wrong with one? So the Chazal tell us an angel can only do one shlichus at a time. Aye. But the same angel that went to heal Avram went to heal Lot. So it has contradicted themselves. So apparently, it was only one shlichus. So the Chasam Sofer, others explain, because it was all part of healing Avram. If Avram would hear that his nephew would be sick, so he'd have a relapse. So therefore, he went ahead and he rescued Avram. He went ahead and rescued Lot. So those are the three different shlichus, the three different angels that came down. In fact, the question is, why didn't he just send down a fourth malach to take care of Lot? Apparently not everyone's zocha to a malach coming down. However, once he came down for Avram, so okay, let's take care of Lot. In fact, it's a famous story with Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger, not known to be a Hasidish Rebbe at all. There was a case where someone was going to be named. Someone's having a baby, and someone had a baby, and they wanted to name it after their grandfather. The problem is, it must have been an Ashkenaz, because the grandfather was still alive. However, he was deathly ill. The doctor said he's going to go any minute now, any day, any moment. So they wanted to know. Normally we have a custom, we do the bris milah right in the morning. However, they wanted to know, could we push off the bris until later in the afternoon? And not hopefully, but if grandpa dies, so then we'll name the child after him. So that was the question they asked Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Shlomo Kluger said, no, go ahead. No, go ahead and, you know, do the bris milah. So they went ahead and they did the bris milah, and of course the grandfather got better. So everyone was saying, miracle worker, miracle worker, how did he know? So he got up that Shabbos, it was Parshas Vayera, and he said, what do you mean miracle worker? I learned Rashi and Chumash that we know that we have a tradition we know that an angel that came down for Avram went ahead and healed Lot. Apparently not everyone deserves its own malach, and therefore once the malach came down to heal Avram and heal Lot. So to here, I know we have a tradition that in every bris, the malach comes down and takes care of the yelad hanimo, takes care of the child that takes care of the child that's getting gemalt. So I knew, so since grandpa was right next door, I knew he'd go ahead and take care of him also. So getting back, so therefore there were only three missions, three angels. One to take, so again, so Michal, about that Sarah would have a son, Gabriel overturned Sodom, and Raphael healed Abram. So then the Chassidish is Sfarim, the Astrafa, others point out that we have a concept in Nigla that when you do a mitzvah, you create, you know, by doing good deeds, you create malachim, so to speak, angels. So he wants to explain here that the three angels that were created, that God put on to visit Abram, why three angels and where did it come from? So we just pointed out, Abram Avinu just completed the mitzvah milah, and then it was in the third day. Yom Shri Lamilah. So there are three parts to a milah. There's the milah, that's the cutting off of the arla. You have the priya, the revealing of the membrane, and then you have the mitzitza, for health purposes. So he said, each angel came down to do a purpose. The angel that came down to reveal to Avram and Sarah that they'll be having a son, that represents the Priya, that's the revealing. The Gabriel who destroyed Sodom, that's referring to, that's cutting off the Arla, which is known as a bad thing, and Raphael, who healed Avram and Lot, that comes from the Mitzitza. The Gemara says, one who, a Moa doesn't do Mitzitza, you fire him. Because why? Because he's putting the child in danger. So that's what Astrofa writes, that the three angels, where did they come from? They came from the different parts of the mitzvah milah, the doing the cutting off the arla, destroying Sodom, and revealing the news to Avraham, that's the priya, and taking care of Avraham, that represents the mitzvah aspect.